The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
But I simply had a battle plan because I found that most of my patients that are doing this battle plan, even if they get this coronavirus, COVID-19, what happens is usually their immune system takes care of it, even if they're over 60.
Yeah.
Because you give the body what it needs, and our body is fearfully and wonderfully made.
Finding pandemic protection with Dr. Don Colbert, next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'm so excited. Here's my husband, James. Always excited to see you here. I wouldn't be here without you.
Thank you.
But we got Dr. Don Colbert with us today, and he's got a book out talking about the pandemic and the different challenges we can face with all kinds of viruses or health problems that can come along. And this is a good book.
Show them the cover of the book.
This is a good book. You're going to want to get it.
You see the pandemic protection? Mm-hmm. In other words, he's not just like saying, okay, we're just going to have one right after another. We didn't expect this one, but we do have viruses and we do have illnesses, and a lot of them are self-inflicted. They're lifestyle illnesses. Billy Graham said, I'm going to say probably at least 50, 60 years ago, he started saying it. Too many people, and he said Christians, are digging their graves with their teeth. And you know, Billy kept himself in pretty good shape. His family did. It's amazing to watch. But he understood that. And so he was really saying more than a mouthful. He was saying a heartful, a mindful of potentially transforming truth when he said you dig your grave. So our diets, what we do eat, what we don't eat, are contributing to all illnesses and actually sometimes causing them, enhancing them, and leading to death. So if we had the audience here, which we can't, we've got Dr. Colbert sitting much farther away from us. We're trying to do everything. He actually says that's actually good counsel. But he wants to help us be prepared not only for the pandemic that we've been dealing with, but all that could come and actually building up our immune system. Why are people our age more vulnerable? Because the immune system's down. And probably we've wasted a lot of time digging a grave with our teeth. He's trying to help offset it. Don Colbert, you have blessed people all over the world. You are one of the most respected and appreciated guests we have on Life Today. I mean, really and truly, you kind of have your own television show here at Life Today. And it's paid for. You don't have overhead. Well, you know, it's paid for by the love of people who Amen. Love God and love
Right.
people.
Yes.
And that's you. You love God and you love people. And you really want to help people. You don't write books because you're trying to sell a book.
Right.
You're writing books because you want to help people
exactly.
be healthy. Am I right about
exactly
that?
Exactly right.
And you did a marvelous job doing this. Why did you get so interested? You know, because we got this big crisis, but why did you just focus in to say, I got to get this across?
So many patients were calling me so full of fear, so full of fear. And so I had to give them a battle plan, what they need. And again, one of the most important things I've been teaching patients for 35 years now is let your food be your medicine, which, by the
right.
way, Hippocrates said that back in around 400 BC.
Wow.
But people are saying, hey, I got to give my body what I crave. I got to give it sugar and ice cream and cake and chips and all the junk food that's decimating their immune system.
Yeah.
But I simply had a battle plan. Because I found that most of my patients that are doing this battle plan, even if they get this coronavirus, COVID-19, what happens is usually their immune system takes care of it, even if they're over 60.
Yeah.
Because you give the body what it needs, and our body is fearfully and wonderfully made, especially our immune system.
Wow.
And you give it, again, the sleep it needs. You know, sleep charges our immune system, especially our cell-mediated immunity, which fights viruses. Also, decreasing stress. You know, stress drains our immune system and actually diminishes our natural killer cells by as much as 50%.
Wow.
Well, that's our frontline defense against viruses. I call them the Navy SEALs of our immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that exercise charges our immune system, actually helps our T-cell immunity?
Would that be walking? It's not necessarily
yes.
jogging or doing a big, long bike run, just what?
Just
keep moving,
walking.
Keep moving.
Just move. I tell people, if they're over 60, I say move at least 20 minutes to 30 minutes, 5 days a week, ideally. Now, if you can't do it five, do it three.
Yeah. No.
If you can't do 20, do 10. And so, again, if people are over 70, again, if they have arthritis, I say get a recumbent bike or go exercise on a cycle. A recumbent bike is great because you just sit there and pedal in front of your TV and watch TV. Mm-hmm. You're charging your immune system. But one of the best ways to charge the immune system is belly laughter. And I give so many patients a prescription, 10 belly laughs a day. When you are belly laughing, you are decreasing stress. You're exercising your body, and you are increasing these powerful neurotransmitters and endorphins and enkephalins that make you feel really good.
Dr. Cousins wrote a best-selling book many years ago, probably 35, 40 years ago, Laughing Your Way to Health. And he laughed his way right out of cancer. And, I mean, he had it to the bone. There was no way he was going to make it.
Right.
And
Buddy,
and I preached on laughter is a good medicine.
Yes. And laughter, belly laughter, not just ha-ha-ho-ho, even though that helps, belly laughter puts you into that deep restorative sleep. And sleep is so critical for our immune system. When we go without sleep, we are draining our immune system.
Do people need this CPAC if they have an oxygen problem? Tell me, I'm hearing, I have so many people as they've gotten older telling me they don't sleep well. Is there something, how do you determine if that is maybe something you need, or is it your eating problem that you need that, or is that just something that actually happens to people sometimes?
Both are true. Well, what happens as we age, our soft palate sags, and especially the more weight you've gained, and I see this mainly in overweight patients, the bigger the neck, generally the more susceptible they are for sleep apnea, where they have to use a CPAP machine. And also, some people, if they snore a lot or eat a lot of cheese at night, they get a lot of congestion, and they snore more, and they stop breathing. They're waking up, and their wife listens to them, and they go...
Think they're dying.
And they're going without oxygen. Now, what happens? They get in a vicious cycle, because then that impairs their sleep. They're waking up 50, 100, 200, 300 times a night, so they're exhausted. These people are exhausted. They're weakening their immune system. They're gaining more weight, but also they're stressing their heart. They're raising their blood pressure. There's a whole bunch of things. But you say, what's the answer? Again, losing the weight. If a person will lose weight and get closer to their ideal weight, many times it goes away. Now, some people may still need a CPAP device or a jaw advancing device that dentists can recommend, and that helps. But usually by losing weight, it helps it or clears it up. But it's so common in older people, especially over 60, that are obese. We see it so commonly. That's why so many ads are on TV to get these apparatuses that clean their CPAP machine.
And the reason you are writing, and it's so in harmony with all the things you've been trying to tell us. How many years do you think you've been coming on Life Today? 20 or
probably
more, 25?
Probably 20 years, probably at
I'd
least 20.
I'd say over 20, Mary,
right.
Over 20. I'm beginning to wonder if it's over 30 years. I mean, are you even 30 years old?
I've been practicing 35 years, James, a long time.
You've been coming a long time because you had good things to say. But what you pointed out again in this book is that what we eat and how we eat, as well as moving, it does build the immune system. So do you feel like you put in this book what would be a complete package? Let's say if you could take all these people through kind of a seminar, it might take a couple of days.
Right.
But if they will really absorb and then put in practice the practical principles that you give them that are uncontested, they're proven. They
absolutely
work.
Absolutely, they do.
They're irrefutable. So if they'll do it, can they be prepared for what's coming? And can their whole world change to where they actually can enjoy life?
Absolutely. And again, one of the most important things I tell people, they've got to resist this fear. There's so many people that are in fear. They're watching the news at night, hearing all the bad news, and they need to turn on the good news, read the good news, practice belly laughter, practice gratitude, being thankful for our health, being thankful for our family's health, being thankful you have food, but eat good food. And so entering that attitude of gratitude, and I'd like to give you a little example. What happened yesterday, my wife and I were on, we have a little golf cart where we go up to the restaurants at night from where we live in our condo. And we were driving on the golf cart back from the restaurant, and all of a sudden this pickup truck with a teenager comes tearing through the stop sign, didn't even look, speeding, And literally, I slammed the brakes on that golf cart. You say a golf cart doesn't go fast. My golf cart goes about 25 miles an hour. And literally, he came speeding through that stop sign, and I slammed the brakes on, swerved it, and Mary saw her life pass before it. Would have hit her, would have killed her, and probably me too, at the rate we were going.
Sure.
And so literally, I stopped within a couple of inches from that truck. I couldn't believe it. My heart was beating so fast. Her heart was beating so fast. And I said, Mary, let's just thank God right now. Let's just thank him that praise God. He stopped this thing. I was in shock that thing stopped.
Sure.
And the guy, the kid, it was a kid. He was a teenager. He sped on through. But again, we have got to be ready. We've got to be listening to the voice of the Spirit. And he puts his angels in charge of us. And I could have gone and thought about, oh, we almost died. But I shifted right into gratitude. Mm-hmm. And gratitude is one of the most powerful things to help our immune system.
You know, I find myself thanking God at 70, nearly 77 right now. I'm glad I woke up. Glad
yes.
I can get up. Sat up. I stood up. I'm making it. Oh, I can walk. But I literally start looking around. We go outside. We got a little green turtle and a little water feature we've got. He's the cutest of the day. We call him Shelton because that's what my grandkids called all the little turtles Papa called for him. And our grandson Luke said, well, we had Shelton 1, Shelton 2, Shelton 3. He said, now there's Shelton 5, Papa. And he had to catch it and hold it in his hand for his little 2-year-old. But the deal is, I just rejoice. But we really do. We had some goldfish and they had babies. We didn't know goldfish had babies. And the little babies were look, see, I look at the trees. I look at the birds praising God. I look at the beauty of the butterflies, the plants. I mean, this is not just some preacher talk. This is a preacher telling you the truth. I look at people building a house, and I say, oh, isn't it wonderful? That's their dream. Then I say, oh, God, let a dream home live in that house. Let a dream family. And then I'll see somebody with a house for sale, and I'll say, oh, God, I hope their dream didn't die. Please give them joy. I rejoice with those who rejoice.
Praise God.
Weep with those who weep. I think that's part of health. I know I'm preaching right now, but is it the truth?
Yes, and that's charging your immune system. When you practice gratitude, you know what you're doing? You're lowering that stress chemical cortisol. Too much cortisol weakens our immune system by as much as 50%.
Wow.
So you are literally charging your immune system by practicing gratitude, by practicing hope and speaking hope and faith, and even more important, that belly laughter.
But I'm telling you what, I want you to get this book. It won't cost you anything. If people went and bought it online, what would they pay to get it online?
I think it's $14.
$14. Well, we're going to give it to them free.
Praise God.
But you know what we're going to ask them to do? We're going to ask them to give somebody love.
Good.
Because you do love them. So we're going to ask you to give shoes and smiles, and we're going to send you the book to say thank you, along with other gifts. Don, give us just a few things that if you say, okay, when you leave this show today, obviously we'd love for you to help give shoes and smiles to children because we believe in mission outreach. But let me give you some things to think about, because if you want the book, we'll get it to you, or you can go order it online. Well, what do you want them to really hear? How do you want them to make an adjustment in their mind that's going to move them toward getting their immune system healthy?
Most importantly is realize that our immune system is fearfully and wonderfully made, but we need to give our body what it needs, the right food, living food. Our body was not meant to eat lots of sugar and carbs and processed food, but give it living food, lots of vegetables, lots of organic, extra virgin olive oil.
I love you saying about the avocado.
I love avocados.
That's great. And you even said they were like cauliflower. There's another vegetable.
Yes. I guess it's cauliflower. Cauliflowers are wonderful. These are living foods.
Mick, is it the mixed cauliflower that like potatoes? What is it?
It's mashed cauliflower.
Yes.
Mashed.
It's
mashed cauliflower.
Yeah,
it's cauliflower.
It's
like mashed potatoes.
You can make them like
and then you
potatoes.
Put the organic butter on there that never goes in the fridge.
Right.
It's incredible.
Absolutely
it's
right.
All this
but
stuff
these
is
are
good.
Living foods that feed us. Like dark chocolate, our gut, where 2/3 of our immune system's in our gut. Our body loves these polyphenols, which are in dark chocolate, not low sugar dark chocolate, olive oil, but the more bitter, the more polyphenols, as well as berries, any kind of berries.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
full of it, but also organic coffee. Organic coffee is actually good for our gut. But then also we need to combine this with exercise, move. Our body was meant for movement. When you stop moving, your blood flow diminishes, but also it affects your immune system because that's where your lymphatics are. Lymphatics are important in fighting infections. As you exercise, you're pumping those lymphatics. It's like your garbage collectors of your body is the lymphatics, but also that's where your immune system, a lot of your immune system's in your lymphatic. But also you need to sleep, but you don't need restless sleep, or you don't need to be gasping for air. Mm-hmm. You want to get this weight off. You want to go into that deep, restful sleep by turning off the bad news and turning on the good news and practicing belly laughter. You want to decrease your stress by practicing gratitude, speaking faith, speaking hope, and again, seal it with that belly laughter. Yep. And then taking a few key nutrients. You don't need that many, like vitamin D3, one of the most important for our T cell function.
I take it every day.
As well as some zinc. I'll talk about zinc.
I take it every day.
About quercetin and vitamin C. These are real cheap. Yep. Pennies a day.
Yep.
And then, real important, I talk about living and walking in faith and hope, because it's impossible to please God without faith. Mm-hmm. So we need to activate our faith by speaking and declaring our future, mm-hmm. speaking Psalms 91 over ourselves, over our children, over our families, so that we can walk in that divine health that God has given us, but we got to speak out and we got to thank Him for the health that we have.
By the way, you put that in your book.
Yes.
It's not just like talk here on TV or like if he's up in a pulpit giving some kind of message somewhere to a church. He's giving you the medical, scientific understanding. He's giving you the nutritional aspects. I mean, many of you probably went in, you were stunned a minute ago when he said something good about chocolate. that's just like saying something good about instant death. Well, it can be, but mainly because of the sugar. It's like now you have the dark chocolate right. that has stevia right. sweetener
sure.
in it, and stevia
Absolutely.
Is not unhealthy for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely, it's fine.
And by the way, we learned this from people like you.
Right.
Well, I think this excites me too, just like the book on the keto diet. You know, mm-hmm. we have to make a commitment
right.
to want to do this, not just to lose weight, right. not just, but it comes from deep within our hearts. That
right.
I want to take responsibility for the way my body feels, the way I feel, the energy that I have. And I think you can use this book as a guideline. Your book on the keto diet, I mean, I mark through it, you know, and I go back and till I got it deep down inside of me, you know.
Amen.
Just like God's Word.
Right.
We have to feed on God's Word till we get it deep down inside of us. Same thing with this. Take the responsibility of this temple that God created. He wants you to take care of it. He's trying to show you ways you can take care of it through Dr. Colbert. And I hope you will take it seriously, because you will feel better.
Amen.
The energy. You'll
yes.
feel better about yourself because you know you're treating your body right.
Absolutely.
I've been watching Betty here on the monitor. I want y'all to come back on that face. You smile at me like that. Your smile wiped me out. I mean, it got me. I just done. The minute she smiled. But I know a lot of you are looking at her. Just keep save the camera on Betty, man. I want to talk about her. Here's the thing. A lot of you look and say, that is 77 years old. That's what she'll be.
Wait,
just
not yet.
Just real quick. But 77 in just a very short time. I always see. So you have to tell him you're 77 now, and I'll be 77 a few weeks later. You have to. Well, this is the truth. Okay. But here's the thing. I know they're looking at her and think, well, look at me. She, gosh, that can't be. Do you want to know why it's this way? Because the joy of the Lord. And because she rejoices with those who rejoice and weeps with those who weep. And she takes it seriously. And when she listens to a Dr. Colbert, that she doesn't think is some in here a shyster, you know, a snake oil salesman, but somebody that loves people. And they know, we know he loves people. And Betty loves truth. And she's, I'm alive because of you. I wouldn't have made it. If she didn't love me with unconditional love, I'm toast. I guarantee you. You may say, well, you're gifted. I was toast. It's the love of God flowing through her. And this is what you're talking about. It's the life and love of God. I don't know where you are in your journey, but every time I see a person out walking, a lot of times they're walking their dog. I rejoice that they got a dog because I know that dog loves them unconditionally, and they love that dog. But I say, Lord, bless them. Even if I think they're because they're a little overweight and they're trying to lose, I say, Lord, bless them. This is a challenge. I'm so proud of them. I rejoice Amen. With the people that are out there able to walk.
Amen.
I watch the older people walk. I say,
yes.
praise God for them. I see somebody really dedicated. I say, make me more like that. This is what Don's talking about. And the reason I'm bringing it up kind of in testimony is I heard what they said. I didn't just be a hearer of the truth in the Word, a doer. We're trying to help you. Don, thank you. I wish we had this studio full, but right now we're trying to obey all the requests and
Amen.
Trying to take care of people. But we'd be giving you a standing ovation. And, Doc, we're going to be giving little children shoes. And we're going to give them smiles. You're going to look with me and our viewers. Now, I want you to really keep your seatbelt buckled and focused. I want you to look at these little faces. See, we have 11 grandchildren. All of them are out of their teens or in their 20s or up. Now we have 7, soon to have 9 great-grandchildren. The oldest one's 5. Several of them are just several months, 6 months, and on the way to being a year. Think about it. Your grandchild, great-grandchild, your child, your neighbor, somebody you love. Look at these little faces. How would you like to be their miracle? You can be their miracle today. And what about little feet that have never had shoes? You can shod them with love and ultimately the gospel of peace. Watch closely. But I love you.
For a child living in poverty in a developing country, their smile may be the most valuable thing they own. But imagine if that child was born without a big, beautiful smile.
People told me not to dream, to live in their reality. But I am walking through those doors, 'cause I am sure there's something more.
More than a decade ago, Life Outreach started an annual mission campaign called Christmas Shoes and Smiles. In addition to providing over 2 million children with a new pair of shoes, Life and its mission partners have also changed the lives of over 2,000 children born with a cleft lip or cleft palate by providing the surgery needed to give them their very own brand new smile.
A big thank you to the Life Outreach family. It's a privilege to serve with you as we share the gospel of Christ and as we provide life-changing surgeries in our part of the world. Our partnership has resulted in children's lives being transformed from disfigured faces to faces beaming with smiles, all because of your generosity in providing these surgeries.
How could any parent, grandparent, family member see those little children with those challenges and not want to be the miracle? I want to show you again. Just look. Here's just a few of those that first came up. And when you saw the tremendous deformity, the challenge, did you realize that you could be a miracle? Would you say, I'm going to be a miracle for one of those children and their family. I'm going to give them a smile. Maybe you could do it for two. Look at these little children. Here's what they look like before the miracle and after. You're the miracle. Do you know what you've been as viewers of Life Today? You've shared Life Today all over the world. You've shared God's love, not just in word only, but demonstration indeed. Well, this week we're asking for the greatest outpouring we've ever seen to give shoes. $36, give 10 pair of shoes. Could you give $100 toward that and give several pairs of shoes, quite a few? Could you do that? Would you please? Could you give a smile? $500. Wouldn't it be great if you gave 2? There's some of you that can do that. Say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a miracle for 2 children and their families. Would you right now go online, take your bank card, use it like a check? Or if you call and you write a check, well, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're mailing it. And we just thank you so much for sharing God's love, not just in word, but in action indeed. This is the last week. We got some gifts to send you. We're going to put a smile on your face. But you're going to give a lot of people a reason to smile when you correct that cleft palate, that challenge. Thank you for sharing God's love. Let it flow freely.
Poverty is a killer. And because of it, children needlessly suffer,
not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we often take for granted, like a simple pair of shoes. Far too many children living in extreme poverty have never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections and disease that could lead to crippling consequences and even death. By responding today, you will help secure and make ready 150,000 Christmas shoes to be shipped and delivered to children around the world just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will help provide 20 pairs, and a gift of $180 will help provide 50 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. As a thank you for your gift of support, be sure to request this beautifully crafted blue crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display at each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this keepsake boxed set of all Life's Christmas shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective cleft lip or palate surgeries, and you may request the beautiful A Mother's Strength bronze sculpture. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, we're sending these beautiful little shoes for a gift of $100. Gosh, we should be several hundred. We should be 500. Maybe 1,000 for two smiles, or just lots of shoes. Put nice shoes on little precious feet. And Betty, we're going to hang more of these on the Christmas tree. They are beautiful. I mean, they just catch everybody's eye. Where'd those come from? And we tell them, we give shoes and smiles, so you can do it. If you'd like to have Doc's book, Pandemic Protection, we'll send it to you. All you do, just give somebody a shoe. Give them a pair of shoes, would you? Just say, I got to share love, and we're going to share love by giving you this book that'll help you build your immune system and live life more fully. Don, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you do. We love you. You come back anytime. This is your television ministry
well,
and your television
you.
Studio when you want it.
Well,
thank all
you
of you
so
for
much.
Watching, and thanks so much for sharing shoes and smiles.
And the names of God that have been revealed to us, He is the same yesterday, today, wherever you are, and He will be the same tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.